I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching I Love
Islam!
Alhamdulillah, we're back here again. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless all these kids who have joined us here today. Alhamdulillah, you're watching this program from our Bradford studio. And in the program, we've got some kids who've joined us. InshaAllah, we're going to go straight there to a quick introduction. Then, InshaAllah, Azawajal, we'll discuss our topics as well. InshaAllah, Azawajal. So let me look on my right side. He's too busy messing about like usual. He's the famous Baba Ali. Asalaamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, ya la kulli. I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah bless him. May Allah keep him smiling. MashaAllah. Next to him, we have someone else who's not been here for a while. He normally comes when we do the program from Bradford. He doesn't come out. I think it's like rain. Sometimes rain does go to other cities as well. But sometimes, for some reason, Noman struggles to travel to around the world. Anyway, Noman, how are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Has he confused you?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah.
On this side, mashallah, we've got another Bradfordian. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Someone from Bradistan. How are you, Bradford boy? Mr. Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I don't know how it's possible. How can you have two Babas in one room?
I don't know.
We've got Baba Ali here. We've got Baba Ibrahim here. I don't know how we just done it. I hope we have fun. I hope we don't break things. The two Babas, like they said, two lions can't be in one jungle. Two Babas can't be in one jungle. We got two Babas here. MashaAllah. How are you, Ibrahim? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal.
Where have you been hiding?
I can't come.
Why? Come where?
To Oldham.
Why?
Because it's too far for me.
It's not too far.
It's
not for your driver. What if you had like private driver?
For the driver?
You should hire a driver for you. Wherever you go, the driver should take you.
Okay, I'll think about it.
You should give orders to the driver.
I'll think about it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Which kalam are you thinking to read today?
Husna Jamali Mustafa.
Ooh, Subhan. That's beautiful kalam that. Ooh, we all going to join in, inshallah. Inshallah, Ibrahim and also Noman and also Ali as well. We're gonna read a few kalams as well in the program if we get time. If you get cold, then you need a kalam. If you don't get cold, then just freeze. It's cold today. Anyway, mashallah, the last person here is, if it's Baba Ibrahim, or I don't know. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. How are you, big brother?
Wa Ibrahim. Islam. I'm fine, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
You're a bit surprised today, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were thinking to climb all them hills from Huddersfield to go to Oldham. So, is this a bit quicker for you?
It's quicker, but I missed the views.
You missed? Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You can't say no to them. I think next time you should take Madri Channel cameraman with you as well. So you can record all the views.
Inshallah.
You don't come from. You normally come from Huddersfield, or is it? It's the snake path.
The Huddersfield.
Huddersfield. Oh, it's got beautiful scenery, especially when it's sunny.
Yeah.
Not when it's raining. Yeah. But anyway, alhamdulillah, we're back here. As you know, it's like you when you meet someone after a long time.
Mm.
So we got that type of vibe today.
Mm.
You know, we're catching up. You have a lot. You got like 9 months to catch up. So it's gonna take a bit of time. Yeah, but we need to get back to the program now. Should we get back to the program?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the program. Today, we don't have a quiz of the day. However, we have something. We have a quiz for you guys. Okay, we got a quiz for the boys here. Okay, but before we discuss that quiz, let's quickly go to our first segment of the day, which is My
Islam.
My Islam. MashaAllah.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love is love.
14. Come on then, let's start off with a quiz for the boys in the studio. Are we ready?
Yes!
That's more like yeah. it. Well, we'll find out. Let the quiz come then. Come on then. The quiz is you have to choose the title for today. I'll give you a clue though. The clue is, it's a title for the segment, My Islam.
Oh, that's a bad clue.
Okay, the second clue is, it's not about the rain.
What's the theme?
By the way, it's raining outside here, but we're not going to talk about the rain.
What's the theme of the title?
The theme? That's interesting. It's about something happens, and then you remember it afterwards. That's a clue.
That's the worst clue.
What was it? I know you got a blue mic. It's not blue, but I'll give you a clue. Okay, today we're going to talk about, in this segment, My Islam. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about M of R.
Mothers of...
Rain.
M of R.
M of R. Okay. We're going to talk about Mountain of Roman.
You're in Months trouble, of Ramadan.
Say it loud.
Months of Ramadan.
Months.
Month.
Month of Ramadan. That is close.
It must be a month then.
That is close.
Is it memory of Ramadan?
Is it memory of Ramadan? Oh, can't believe it. You're so close now. Memory of Ramadan. You're very, very, very close. You're like now 99% there now.
Okay, like, tell us all the 1%.
Then it's my answer then.
No.
So you have to treat everyone then.
You're going to tell us the only 1%. We're working out the 99%.
What's the clue so far then? Well, share me some facts. What are the clues?
Memory of Ramadan.
Yeah, that's the closest one.
Which word's right? Memory
tell us all the 1%. Just tell us all the 1%.
So the middle word.
You just need to get it.
Memories.
I can't tell you anymore. Get it.
Memories of Ramadan.
What is it?
Memories of Ramadan.
Can you say it loud again?
Memories of Ramadan.
Okay, I want you to look at the camera there. And I want you to introduce this segment. Today, in the segment, My Islam, we're going to talk about, introduce the topic. Look there.
So today, in the segment, My Islam, we're going to talk about memories of Ramadan.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. That was really good. Well done. Well, next time when you talk to the camera, look at the camera.
I was looking at the
Your
camera.
Your eyeballs were like, no, like wobbling. looking at the wall, you're looking at the ladder, you're looking at so many other things. That's what you like. Do you like? It's like your eyeballs are like jelly. They don't stay in place. So we're going to talk about memories of Ramadan. What a lovely topic. And the first 3 days of Eid, we had a Let's Talk program 3 days in a row. We had, mashallah, some of the kids who joined us as well.
I was watching in Oldham, from my home, I was watching the Fajr Challenge.
The Fajr Challenge?
Yes.
Oh, when we discussed it?
Yeah.
You mean that was one of the first programs,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I was watching it.
Ooh.
Wait, did you watch the Eid program?
Was there someone who's in the studio now?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Ali.
So it's Baba Ali. Okay, with the Ayn. He, what did he do? He took a challenge, didn't he?
Yeah.
Can you say it loud?
He took a challenge to read his Fajr namaz with the Jamaat.
Yes. Anji, can someone please tell us the after effects? So what happened after the challenge? Let's not talk about it then.
Okay, let's not talk about it.
Let's talk about another challenge. There's another challenge he took in Ramadan.
Oh, no, let's not talk about that.
And that was during a live program. And he said he's going to talk about it. I wonder what that is.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, let's play a guessing game then. Let's see if they can guess.
No.
We've been talking about memories of Ramadan. Let us cherish the memories of Ramadan today. Subhanallah. We're remembering the beautiful atmosphere, beautiful moments of Ramadan. And one thing that we had experienced in Ramadan was that during our live program of I Love Islam transmission, some people, they took a live challenge in the program. They said, that's it now, it's me and it's something that I'm going to be doing. And they took the challenge and they were talking so much about it. So let's find out, let's guess what that was. So Ali took a challenge, what was it? Have a guess.
The Fajr
challenge. The Fajr challenge he gave you away. The Fajr challenge he gave you away that he didn't do it. Yeah, anything else?
He's gonna write stuff And it is like a book or something. And
It was a writing. Have a guess. Come on, Ali.
Quran challenge.
That's not fair. He always gets things right. Is he the Baba in the program? Like Baba in the studio, he can read minds. Are you that type of Baba? You know, like they say Baba, he can read minds.
How did you guess that?
Say that again.
I said I guessed it.
Can you say repeat it though?
The Quran challenge,
yeah. So what do you think? What would Ali's challenge be about the Quran?
I think his challenge would be to read one Quran in the whole Ramadan.
Yes, that's the challenge he took. So now it's time for us to go to Ali and find out what happened to the challenge. Come on, get the mic. Now is the time. Now he's not taking the mic. Now is the time to take the mic. I think he forgot how to speak. So what happened? Can you please share the story? Reveal the story. How much did you read then? How much did you read?
3 spare and 10 ruku.
3 spare, really? 10 ruku. How many spare we decided? 3 spare?
Yeah.
And?
3. And 10 ruku.
10 ruku.
So I just finished Surah Al-Baqarah. So it's like right after Surah Al-Baqarah.
So that's not 3 spare and 10 ruku.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program. That's not 3 spare. You got it wrong.
I did 3 support in
Ramadan. Can someone please help Ali?
I did 3 support in Ramadan.
Let's ask Ibrahim.
What?
Ibrahim, come on. How many spare has he recited? He just completed Surah Baqarah.
1, 2.
Subhanallah. You're very good as well. Come on, Aman. You tell us. He's completed Surah Baqarah.
From starting,
yeah. So how many spare has he read?
He read about 3 spare.
How?
Because... Surah Baqarah starts with the first para and ended the third para just before Surah Ali Imran.
He said he's read 3 para and 10 rukus.
In the third para and 10th ruku, Surah Ali Imran
it's
starts.
A tenth para, so he's a third para.
Yeah.
He's not completed the third para. He said he read 3 para and 10 ruku. That means he's on the fourth para.
No.
That's something a lot of people get confused, don't they? Yeah, a lot of people get confused. So say you put a bookmark, your Quran bookmark on 4th spara and 10 ruku. Yeah, you're reading the 4th spara and you're on the 10th ruku. So if you ask yourself how much you recited, you're not recited 4 spara and 10 ruku. You recited 3 spara and you're on the 10th ruku.
Oh, so he read 2 spara and 10 ruku.
Yes, so he needs to go back. Yeah, that's another 6 years he's been hit with. What's going on? Can you give the mic back to him now? We just established a fact here.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what we don't understand. You took a challenge to read the whole Quran.
You don't make any sense.
And you only read 2 spare, 2.5 spare.
You don't make any sense.
And you're saying it makes sense.
You don't make any sense.
Last time you talked about this challenge, you had like 5 days left until Eid.
Oh, yes, he remembered. No, I think more than that.
No, we
did then as well. We did a bit before that when there was 12 days left.
And last time we spoke about this.
Yeah, last time it was about five days ago. But before that, we had a review. So we had a mid Ramadan review. And then we changed his challenge to from the whole Quran to 10 sparas. Yeah, that would have been easier then. And then even that, so that means since given the challenge of reading 10 sparas, we had about 12 days left. Then in that period, he only read 1.5 spara. Subhanallah. We like your passion. Only if you had that passion when it comes to taking the challenge.
I have a passion.
You know, there's a saying called talk the talk. There's another saying called walk the talk.
What does walk the talk? How can you walk the talk?
By not doing the talk. By exactly doing what you didn't do.
What did I not do?
Have a guess. Anyone, Ibrahim, what does talk to talk mean? Come on, big brother, you tell us. Any idea?
So talk to talk is when you actually do what you're talking about. No. And walk to talk is when you just...
No, it's opposite.
Oh, the opposite.
It's opposite. Go on, say again.
So talk to talk is when you talk about something, but you don't actually do it. And then walk to talk is you talk about it, but you get it done as well.
Did you get that now?
And I did talk to talk.
So, yes, that's it. We've established the fact. It's a new fact. It's a new fact that we've established today.
Alhamdulillah.
Some people are good in talk the talk.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Let everyone do dua. May Ya Allah give them ability to walk as well. Ya Allah allow them to walk.
I know how to walk.
Obviously, we know that you don't walk on the walker. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu alhamdulillah, there's so many kids this year, they kept the fast for the first time of their life. Is there anyone who's watching the program or someone in your family who kept the fast for the first time? Anything else you want to share? Let's go around. I want you to share a memory about Ramadan, your experience. What's your highlight of this year's Ramadan? Wait, let's start this side now. Ibrahim.
So I kept all my fast.
Subhanallah. Wow. Well done. Which year are you in now in school?
Year 7.
You're in year 7?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be planning to stay there for 7 years?
No.
You need to grow up quickly. MashaAllah. Good boy. That means you're in secondary school now. Wow. MashaAllah.
And I read all my Tarawih.
With Jamaat?
With Jamaat, yes.
Wow, subhanAllah,
and
proud of you.
To be honest, I can't explain the feelings, the moments. I just can't explain
them.
Was
it really nice?
Yes. I was there on the 27th night as well. It was very nice.
Emotional?
Yes.
Wow. I want to explain that a bit more. And what was emotional? What was like? How were you feeling that day?
Do you know when
speak loud, please.
Look. When Ramadan was here, we were so happy, and then Ramadan was leaving, we were just
Allah. And that's one of the beauty of being in the environment of Dawat Islami. Mm-hmm. In Fizan-e Madina, Bradford. Mm-hmm. You read your Taraweeh namaz in BD3?
And there was a grand mehfil.
On the 27th night?
Yes, very nice.
Wow. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you. And who led the Taraweeh namaz here?
Hafiz Sajjad.
Hafiz Sajjad sahab, MashaAllah. You want to give salam to, well done to Hafiz Sajjad. Say something, I want you to give a message to Hafiz Sajjad if he's watching the program.
Hafiz Sajjad, if you're watching, loads of Mubarak to you of finishing the Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah. And when are you planning to come read the Quran in Taraweeh?
InshaAllah, soon.
Inshallah. Have you started the hifz yet?
Not yet.
What are you thinking? Are you planning?
Yeah.
Inshallah. We want to see you. We want to change that name. You want to do the title. It's not the only way to change the title. From Baba Ibrahim, we could call you Hafiz Ibrahim.
Yeah? Inshallah.
But for that, you have to memorize the whole Quran first.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah bless you. I think that's a good challenge. Both of them. That's the challenge between two Babas. Oh, the battle of two Babas.
The battle for the title of Baba.
Oh, the battle of title of Baba. So the battle of two Babas. How much did you recite the Quran in Ramadan?
In Ramadan, I read about 4 pare, but then I also listened to 30 pare of the full Quran.
That's in Taraweeh namaz.
Yeah.
Lots of people do that. He's counted that in his performance. MashaAllah. Well done. For being cheeky.
No, but I was very busy.
But you've been very busy.
Yeah.
Stop making excuses.
No.
If Norman's dad is watching this program, can he please tell me all the excuses he's making? He's making excuses that for not being able to read the whole Quran in Ramadan. You only read 4 pare, so that means Ali's not far from you. Ali did okay then. No, both of you did not okay. You did really good for whatever you recited, but not for what both of you are made of. Well, how much did you recite in Ramadan?
Can't remember. I forgot.
Was it that low? Did you need 1 spara?
Half.
Half a spara in the 30 days?
Yes.
SubhanAllah. Let me half a spara in 30 days. That's like a page a day. Not even a page a day. Half a page a day, average.
Yeah.
Come on. I think we should do another challenge now. Ali, what's your Quran challenge now again? Please, can you look at the camera this time? You're looking at different places. Look at the camera from
to complete the full Quran.
Let's say nicely, like a segment.
Inshallah.
Now, share like a fact.
Inshallah, I want to complete the full Quran before Eid al-Adha.
SubhanAllah. And last time I checked, the camera is not on the carpet. You're supposed to look at the camera, Ali. What's going on? I'm making you repeat the challenge about 5-6 times so it drills in your brain. Not forgetting this time. You're not getting away with it. Come on, let's move to Norman now. Norman, what's your challenge? Look at the camera again.
My challenge for Ramadan is to...
It's not a Ramadan challenge. It's not a Ramadan challenge. It's a Quran challenge.
Quran challenge.
What is it? Look at the camera and say it.
My challenge is to memorize the full of Surah Mulk. Inshallah, Azawajal.
How many days?
30 days.
30 days? No, that's too long.
That's one ayah thing.
How much do you know so far? Yeah.
I know about...
Close.
I know about like 10 ayahs.
10 ayahs. 1 week?
Yeah.
1 week? Until next week's program?
Yeah.
Is that deal?
Yes, deal.
Come on, look at that again. Look there and say again.
Inshallah, I'll memorize the full Surah Mulk by the end of next week.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Wow, marhaba. Come on then. I was looking, that's different. That's fine. I want you to really tell me when you're going to complete one whole Quran. That's a real challenge.
In 2 years.
Subhanallah. So he's going to read two lines a day.
No, I've only done about 2 pari. You know?
Yeah?
I've only done about 2 pari.
Yeah, but if you read spara a day, it's 30 days job.
No, I don't do... No, I'm saying like memorize.
Oh, mashallah. Well done. Subhanallah. He's talking about becoming hafiz of the Quran. I'm talking about by looking.
Oh.
By looking, how long?
I'll do 1 para a day.
1 para a day. That's more like it. Come on then. So you're saying you're going to complete before Ali.
Yeah.
Ali, give it back to him. He just said he's going to complete.
You are not completing before me. That's what I want to hear.
What are you going
to
do? Are you going to tie him down? You're going to chain him? No, you can't read. You can't read because I need to win you.
I'm going
to
read more.
Oh, well, we'll find out. Come on, Ibrahim. What's your challenge then? When are you going to complete one Quran Park recital?
Full Quran.
Yes. By looking?
Probably by Eid.
By Eid?
Inshallah, I make an intention to complete the full Quran by Eid al-Adha.
Subhanallah. Mashallah. So these 3 kids have made the intention to read Quran Park. Well done. This time, not backing away, okay? At least one thing that Ali has learned from this exercise that we'll be doing in programs, he knows he's not going to get away with it. That's what he's realized. He thought...
I might get away from it.
But did you think that you were going to get away with it first?
Maybe.
You thought Uncle Tofi's going to forget?
Yes.
Now you just put a stamp on now. So 3 of you took a challenge now. You chose the dates. I didn't tell you to choose the dates. You could have said 6 months. You said Eid al-Adha. I think the challenge is between these kids and a few more kids as well. Inshallah, we're going to add some more kids into this challenge as well, inshallah. Okay? We're going to add some more kids in the challenge. And the challenge is, and this challenge, other kids who are watching this program, you could take this challenge as well. And especially those kids who normally join our I Love Islam program. So I'm going to pass the challenge on to them as well. Those who are not here, you're going to pass on challenge. Challenge is, let's see who can complete. So from today, you start from zero, by the way. Yeah, you start from zero, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Fatiha, okay? Right from the beginning. Okay, you're going to start from the beginning. The challenge starts from today. Okay, let's see who completes the Quran Park first.
Me.
First complete it. Subhanallah. I think Ibrahim should take that challenge as well.
Inshallah. By the end of Shawwal.
Or what you could do. End of Shawwal.
Inshallah.
Wow, he's going to win you.
I don't think he'll be able to do it.
Why?
Because.
You didn't do it.
What? If Ali can't do it, no one can.
Well, we're gonna find out. This is a technique. It's a way to find out who does the talk the talk and who does the walk the talk.
If the walk the talk.
We'll find out.
It doesn't mean if Ali can't do it, nobody else can do it. If Ali can't do it, other people can do it.
Yes. If Ali can't do it, then other people can do it.
That is not true.
That is true.
Well, it's time to. We're gonna find out in a week's time. Next week, we're gonna have a review. Okay. If you come to the program, if you don't come, I'm going to find out from you.
Is it
going to
be here or is it going to be
It's going to be from Oldham. Maybe that was your punishment for not doing the challenge.
He
deserved it.
Yes.
He deserved
it. I did not deserve that.
He's right. I agree with him. He didn't deserve that. He deserves more. Can someone please give me an idea? What does he deserve? It's time to move on to...
Next segment.
We're going to carry on with Ramadan. Memories, okay? So I want you to think about your highlights. MashaAllah, he mentioned something beautiful, Ibrahim. And truly, those people who have connection with Ramadan, who love Ramadan, whenever Ramadan comes, whenever there's a talk about Ramadan, something happens in the heart. Something, that beautiful feeling, that atmosphere. It's just amazing. SubhanAllah. That vibe, you know, the first day of Ramadan, when you heard that it's Ramadan, Yes, it's Ramadan now. That feeling.
When it ends, we just.
That feeling was like full of excitement. And then.
When it ends.
And it ends, it becomes emotional. And you think, oh, I wish I could hold on to Ramadan. I wish, you say, you know, Ramadan's like a guest.
Yeah.
You treat Ramadan as a guest. It's a guest of Allah. It comes once a year. And so when you have a guest, sometimes there's some special guests that they come. You don't want them to leave. You want them to stay with you. And Ramadan is such a type of guest that you don't want him to leave. You just want to be in Ramadan all the time. SubhanAllah, it's a beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If people knew what is in Ramadan, they would wish the whole year is Ramadan. Yeah, that shows the importance of Ramadan.
Imagine.
How important, how much we have to honor Ramadan, how much we have to respect Ramadan, how much we have to worship in Ramadan. If people knew what is in Ramadan, what's the rewards of Ramadan, people will wish the whole year is Ramadan. Yeah. So this is something very important to keep in mind. So try to increase our love of Ramadan. Even today, memories of Ramadan, this is also a sign of love for Ramadan. That's what we're talking about Ramadan. Subhanallah. So that beautiful comparison that Ibrahim gave, you know, that is really nice. And you know, maybe a lot of people can express those same feelings as well. Like, you know, truly it was like that. You know, when we heard that it's Eid tomorrow, there's a mixture of emotions. Like you're happy it's Eid tomorrow, but at the same time you're sad, and you want to cry that Ramadan's going. So, Allahu Akbar, may Allah Ta'ala give us true love for Ramadan, subhanAllah. Any more highlights of Ramadan, boys? Any of your, like, what's your memory of Ramadan? Anything that you've done this year that you've not done last year? Obviously the good things, Ali.
Eating mitai on the 27th night.
Now I know why them 6 containers were missing. The mitai and the baby were missing, weren't they? Now I know it was Ali. Just joking.
I ate a lot of mitai.
So,
on the 27th night, like, it's Khatm al-Quran.
It's Khatm al-Quran and you enjoy the mitai, you're right, mashallah. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful feeling.
That night was beautiful.
Yeah. Anything else?
What I loved about Ramadan this year was that I had the opportunity to do 10-day itikaf.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How?
You say wow. Tell us. So can you tell, just you stayed in Masjid for 10 days?
Yeah.
Wow, you didn't go home?
I went home once. I was in Nafli.
Ji?
Nafli.
So night time you went home?
No, I stayed the whole time. I only went home once.
Only once?
Yes.
So you stayed awake full 10 days?
Yeah.
You didn't sleep?
I slept in the masjid.
In the masjid?
Yes.
Or did you bring your bed with you?
I brought a blanket.
I want to explain, there might be some kids here watching the program, they don't know what itikaf is. So I want to explain what actually happens in the itikaf.
Itikaf is basically staying in the masjid.
Without the word basically, that's a deal, okay?
Okay.
Ibrahim, you need to count how many basically he says.
Itikaf is staying in the masjid for as long...
For last 10 days normally.
Yeah, it's sunnah itikaf. Normally for the last 10 days of Ramadan that you normally, you learn the basics of, salah. You also learn how to do wuzu. You learn... like how to deliver dirhams, and then many people who attend the itikaf, they start wearing imama and the bandi garment. And
wow.
Yeah,
that's really nice. How was your feeling when there was itikaf here? Did you used to come and help out?
I didn't stay, but
how did I guess that though? I didn't ask you, did you stay for itikaf?
No, I didn't.
I said, did you come and help out?
I just helped out.
So, how did I find out that you didn't do itikaf?
Itikaf just reforms your life.
Reforms your life? Wow.
Some people, mazallah, they just be doing drugs and everything, and then they come to all the masjid and it reforms their life.
Wow, that connects them with deen and gives them the opportunity to reflect. Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful feeling. It's something that you have to go and experience yourself. Yeah? You have to experience it. Well, tell me, let's see if you can guess. There's one beautiful blessings of itikaf. If someone performs a sunnah itikaf, there's one beautiful blessings of itikaf. Let's see if you can guess the one I've got in my mind. Wait, hold on.
Get the reward of two umrah and two hajj.
Subhanallah. Salute ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, we've had a memory about, we've spoken about itikaf. You've spoken about Tarawih prayer, and the Imam Sahib recited the whole Quran. How easy is it to read the whole Quran in Tarawih prayer?
It isn't really hard. First of all, remembering the Quran, it isn't as hard, but then in front of a whole hall of people, that creates like nervous
extra pressure.
Anxiety.
So I want to know what goes in the mind of a Hafiz when he's reciting the Quran. One, obviously he's reading the Quran. What else?
I cannot imagine how much Hafiz put so much time and effort into reading, practicing the whole Quran, and then reading it in a large crowd and a hall full with people.
Subhanallah.
It just puts more and more pressure. But Alhamdulillah, he completed all the Quran.
So, one time when Imam is leading the Tarawih prayer, there's so many things that go on in his mind. One is obviously he's reading the Quran.
What should I read next?
He can't make mistakes. He can't make mistakes. Yes. He has to read it correctly.
What should I read next?
What should I read next? That's a good one. So, what do you mean? Expand on that one. What do you mean?
What verse? What ayat should I read next?
Yeah, so when he's reciting, so what's the next ayat? Yeah, that's the important part. So what we want to do, let's do this exercise again. So inshallah, in this little exercise that we're doing now, we're going to discuss when the Imam is reciting the Quran in Tarawih prayer, what different things he has to keep in mind. So one, we're going to start off with the first thing, what Ali just said. So when the Imam recites one verse of the Quran, he needs to think and plan what's the next verse. So he has to be aware of each verse that he's going to read ahead as well. So that's one thing he has to keep in mind. What else?
What else he has to keep in mind is he has to remember the harakat, and he has to make sure he doesn't make a mistake in tajweed.
Yes, so he has to recite the Quran correctly. So reading the zabar, zair, pesh, where it's supposed to be. So you can't, for example, if the word is alhamdu, so it's got pesh at the last letter. So you can't say alhamda, for example. He has to say alhamdu. And then he has to pronounce the letters properly. Ha, and ayn, and qaf. And normally they're in a super, super fast mode, aren't they?
Yeah,
super high mode.
And the best thing...
They should read medium fast. Some people don't go crazy. They shouldn't be doing that. But that's not our discussion at the moment. Our discussion is what things they have to keep in mind. So how to recite the Quran. So you need to make sure they don't make mistakes. That's the second thing. What else do they have to have in their mind? Anything?
When they need to go into ruku.
When they need to go to ruku?
Yeah.
Some Imam, they might be reciting and they might be just enjoying. They might just carry on. Somebody just did a smart out there. Oh, I need to go back to ruku as well.
The thing was that...
You forgot.
So
that's what some people are good at talking.
So one time the Imam Sahib said Allahu Akbar, and then he was reading so much he read almost the one subara in the first rakat.
Yeah, there's one incident, mashallah, we had a beautiful experience. Subhanallah. Something that's gonna stick with us for a while. One of our beautiful Hafiz, may Allah bless him. I hope he's watching the program, how the message gets to him somehow. On the first two rakat of Tarawih prayer, he started reading. He was just enjoying his reciting. He was enjoying his reading. I ended up reading about half a spara in two rakat. He read half a spara. Yeah. And that was a bit challenging. That was a bit challenging for the people behind. Yeah, but I don't know why. I've not had a chance to speak to him. I don't know what was the secret behind that. One possibility is maybe when he was reading, he thought, if I stop, I won't know where to start from next. So he thought, I'm just going to carry on. So I don't know. So you want to say something?
Another thing that you have to keep in mind, there's two things. One is awareness of consciousness when you read the Quran, because some people, when you're talking about, some people when they read a Quran, they get so engrossed in it that they don't realize what they're speaking and how much they're reading.
Yeah, so they need to know how much to read or where to stop. So that's a good point. Anything else? So what other things that have to be in the mind of a Hafiz when he's reading Tarawih Namaz?
I think what else he has to remember which para he's on, like what is he reading?
Yeah, that's the main part I was looking at. So for example, say someone started off with Surah Al-Baqarah, he's reciting and he's going to ruku. He's gone to ruku, so he probably read about three rukus, for example. He's gone to the ruku now. He read three ruku and he's gone to ruku. That's all right. Yeah. So he's gone to ruku and then he's gone to two sajda, stood back up. you think you could forget? Where did I stop last time? Where do I start from? And the imam doesn't even have time, the Hafiz Sahib doesn't have time to even think. It has to be instant. Because, okay, right, everyone, can you please wait? Let me think where I'm on. Or can I look at my phone? You can't, you don't have time for this. Yeah, it's not about time in the Masjid break if he talks. So you can't, he doesn't have time to do anything, even for a pause. And when I'm on, let me think. Oh, I'm on. Yeah, I'm waiting. You don't have time to think. He has to instantly stand and say something. So when he gets up from the sajda, when he gets up, what does he do? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, he has to recite Surah Fatiha. As soon as he completes Surah Fatiha, he has to recite from the Quran. There's no time to think. He has to be so instant. And that's amazing. And then being aware where you are, how much you recited, what's the next part, where have you stopped, to remember that, it's not easy. And obviously, they practice this. They practice. You know, when they do that door, they're reciting with another hafiz and they're practicing. What they normally do, they don't just read the whole spara to them. They actually stop which, like first rakat, where they're going to stop, second rakat, which rakat they're going to start. I think they do the starting, where they're going to start from each rakat. So that's something that they probably do.
I think one amazing thing is half sajad. I've never seen them make a mistake like that ever.
Yeah.
Wow. MashaAllah. It's all about love for the Quran.
Yes.
It's all about reciting the Quran. Hafiz Sajjad, we've got two fans here from you, mashallah. May Allah bless you.
Beautiful
recital. Oh, we've got three fans, subhanAllah.
Beautiful
recitation. We just need another fan here in the studio.
Beautiful recitation, no mistakes. No, just when you go from Sajjadah, instant Surah Fatiha, then read something from the Quran. Beautiful.
Beautiful, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, Hafiz Sahab. I think we should do another recital. You can read the Quran outside Ramadan as well. Should you give Hafiz Sajjad a challenge as well? Hafiz Sajjad, you've got a challenge. You have to fit in the challenge as well here. You've got a challenge to recite the whole Quran in the namaz before next Ramadan. That's a good one.
I think the challenge is that Hafiz Sajjad comes in the Isle of Islam.
Yes.
That's a good one. Can you invite him then? Come on, all of you invite him. Look at the camera. Look at the main camera that all of you invited there. Hafiz Sajjad, please join our I Love Islam program. Come on.
Hafiz Sajjad, please join our I Love Islam program.
MashaAllah. May Allah bless you all. Hope Hafiz Sajjad will listen to you one day. Inshallah. Right. It's time for us to move on to our next segment, which is called Did You
Know?
I Love Islam. I Love Islam. I love Islam.
MashaAllah, we're in the segment, Did You Know? Right, boys? What's the topic for Did You Know?
Do you know anything?
Do you know anything? Well, it's something to do with after Ramadan.
Eid Fitr.
After Ramadan is something that Muslims should do. It's a beautiful practice. What do we do in Ramadan? What's the main thing that Muslims do in Ramadan?
Keep fasts.
So fasting.
Six roze in Shawwal. I kept one on the second day of Eid and I'm keeping
kept
one.
Kept what? Say it all again.
So I kept one on the second day of Eid.
Kept one what?
Kept fast. One fast okay. On the second day of Eid and I'm keeping one today.
So it wasn't a slow one, it was a fast one. Kept one fast and okay. So is this the second one now?
This is a normal roze.
It's a normal roza.
Yes.
So what did you eat during the day?
I didn't even have my sari.
Uh-oh.
My mother can't wake me up.
Oh, that's not good, is it? Come on, make sure you have an extra sari at iftari time. You're not double food. You can make up for it. Yeah, you can make up. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you and give you the strength. MashaAllah, it's beautiful. MashaAllah, so keeping six fasts of Shawwal. This is a practice of the Muslims. It's actually a mustahab act. Something's preferred. Something really nice we see in various narrations.
Why six fasts? Why not eight fasts? Why not 10 fasts?
Oh, that's a good one.
Why not 12 fasts? Why six?
Why six? Well, there's no limit. You can keep more as well.
Oh, but why limit?
No, there's no limit. You can keep how many you want, but you can't keep more than 30 though.
That's obvious.
In Shawwal, you can't keep more than 30 fasts.
Because that's the end. Because the month is only 29 or 30 days.
Okay, tell me, I've got a question for you. In Shawwal, is it possible to keep 30 fasts?
Maybe.
No.
No.
If the month is 30 days.
Let no one say it. If the month is 30 days, in Shawwal, if Shawwal is 30 days, is it possible to keep 30 fasts?
No, you can't keep 30 fasts because because the first of Shawwal is Eid, is the first Eid.
And
that day, it's haram to fast.
You're not allowed to keep a fast. Baba Ali, you need to wake up. In first of Shawwal is obviously Eid. So on the day of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha as well, you can't keep a fast. We're not allowed to keep a fast. So in maximum fast that we can keep in Shawwal is 29. But mostly people act upon this beautiful practice of keeping 6 extra fasts. So there's normally say a full month of Ramadan, Muslims will be fasting. And if they keep, so each fast, normally each one good deed you do, what do you get in return normally? 10 times more. Okay, if you do one good deed, you get 10 times return, 10 times more thawab. So if you kept one fast, if you use that formula, if you kept one fast, you get
10 times more.
So full month of fast. Yeah, it's just call it if it was 30 fasts for argument's sake. So how many fasts is it?
300
fasts. So then if you keep 6 extra fasts, Ali, pay attention. 6 fasts you keep, each is 10 times more. So how much is that?
60.
So total is? 360. And Islamic year is either 355 days or 356 days or something like that. It's 9 or 10 days less than normal 365, yeah? So in that case, so it's like saying you kept a fast for the whole year. So if you keep these 6 fasts, it's like you keep a fast for the whole year and your sins are being washed as well. There's so much blessings about this. And also, the sunnah to keep a fast on Monday, the sunnah to keep a fast on Thursday as well. And also, it's preferred to keep a fast on 13th, 14th or 15th of every month of the Islamic calendar. There's so many fasts that we should keep in the year as well. So fasting is something that we did in the month of Ramadan. And if you want to keep that memory of Ramadan with you, why don't you continue with fasting? It's a beautiful habit, isn't it? It's a beautiful practice. And it's a form of worship as well. You're worshipping Allah Ta'ala. It's ibadat. You'll get thawab, you'll get blessings. And it's good for your health as well. So that's something you could do. If those people have not kept the fast of Shawwal so far, what are you waiting for? Sehri time, that's good then. Tomorrow, make sure you do Sehri. Keep the fast. Especially Monday, tomorrow's Monday as well. Come on, tomorrow's Monday. Okay, those who can't, those babies, oh, it's holidays as well.
Yes.
That's a good one. That should be another challenge. That is a spring holidays, and that's another challenge. Coming at early now, he needs to complete 6 Shawwal fast in the holidays.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Okay, then let's make things hard for him now. Should we make things hard for him?
No! Yeah.
Come on then, let's move on to our next segment of the day, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. Alhamdulillah, because today we were talking about memories of Ramadan, we're going to use that same style. In this segment, in the month of Ramadan, we used to have a quick quiz in the program. So you have to guess the personality.
Ooh,
that's going to be some fun.
Is it a prophet?
Is it a prophet of Allah? No.
Is it an angel?
Is it an angel?
Yes.
No.
Is it a companion?
Let other people have a turn as well. Is it a Sahabi? No. Anyone else?
Is it a pious person from the Prophet's times?
No.
Is it a pious person from the Sahabi times?
At the same time. It's obviously Islamic personality. And I'm sure all of you have heard this name.
Is it someone who is present, is live right now?
No.
Who are they famous for?
It's another matter that awliya Allah, the pious people alive in the graves. That's a different matter. But they passed away. Many centuries ago.
The Karbala?
Karbala is not a personality last time I said.
Oh, yeah, but like Imam Hussain.
Imam Hussain.
Imam Hussain.
Imam
Hussain.
Imam Hussain. No.
Is it Imam Abu Hanifa?
Ooh, no. Just to add a bit of spice. You know when you have chicken burger, what do? You put a spice, don't you?
Is it Ghaus al-Azam?
It's not the same.
Is it Ghaus al-Azam?
That's not right.
You give us a clue?
give you a clue.
Yes.
Clue is, it's Sayyiduna
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
No. It's not a Sahabi.
Oh. Is he an awliya?
Yes. It's someone who's done an exceptional work. A masterpiece.
Amir al-Sunnat.
Long time ago, centuries ago.
Khaja Khajagan.
Subhanallah, no.
Khaja Gharib Namaz.
It's something that he's done, and it's like in writing or collecting.
Oh, Allah Hazrat.
Oh, many centuries ago, sir.
Taji Sharia.
Okay.
Many centuries ago. It's one of the Imam. When we refer to them, we say Imam something.
Imam Abu Hanifa.
No. It's not from the four Imams.
Oh. So it's an Imam.
So it's not the four Imams of School of Thought. It's not them. It's one of the Imam of H.
Yeah, Imam Hussein? Imam Hasnain.
No, that's not the name. That's a category.
Imam of something.
Yeah, Imam of H.
Imam of H?
You give us another clue.
Yeah, another clue. Okay, this is an easy one. Someone, the collection that he's made, this collection of something, this is the highest in that category.
Is it collection of hadith?
Yes.
So Imam,
Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari.
Imam
Bukhari.
Can you say that aloud?
Imam Bukhari.
Imam Bukhari. What do you think?
Imam Bukhari.
It is Sayyidina Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Imam Bukhari. So his famous collection of Hadith Pak is known as
Sahih Bukhari.
Bukhari Sharif. And Sahih Bukhari Sharif is the most authentic, most important book after the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
The Holy Quran is the Holy Quran, isn't it? The last and final message of Allah. And after this, the most
after
important
Sahih Bukhari book is Sahih Muslim.
It's Sahih Muslim, yes. And there's other hadith as well. But Imam Bukhari is that great personality that he's put so much effort in to collect the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
He was alive at the time of Sahabi. Because then
he was born later on. There's a whole history how the hadith was collected. There's a whole history. Well, the main thing to keep in mind is his collection. The way he collected and the way he used to have a standard which hadith partner he selected, you know, that made a standard, that set a standard, and it became so famous. So famous that from the hadith books, there's so many hadith books. The famous are six of them, yeah, but there are more. There's so many more hadith collections. Yeah. So actual hadith collections, there are in thousands. There's so many are hadith. The narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrations about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are in thousands. So many collections available in the compiled books as well. And from all the books, the highest one, the most important and the highest one, the other important as well, by the way, there might be a hadith in a book which might be categorized number 5, for example. That doesn't mean it's low. That doesn't mean it's nothing. That's important as well. Yeah. So, but this set of collection, which we know as Bukhari Sharif, has the like a respect and honor. And this is this most authentic, most important book after the Holy
Quran.
Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala increase His blessings upon the resting place of Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Nice time for us. What we'll do today? We'll do a quick one. We'll read few lines of a kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. So inshallah today I will be reading a kalam about the Prophet's appearance and how he's blessed.
Subhanallah. Wow. MashaAllah. Like, come on then.
Husnu Jamal Mustafa Marhaba Sad Marhaba. Husnu Jamal Mustafa Marhaba Sad Marhaba. Izzu Jalal Mustafa Marhaba Sad Marhaba. Izzu Jalal Mustafa Marhaba Sad Marhaba. Aqa
aka imama marhaba aka ki daadi marhaba aka ki zulfe marhaba hai kali kali marhaba sadke ya rasul allah sadke ya rasul allah sadke ya rasul allah main sadke ya rasul allah husn o jamal mustafa marhaba sad marhaba izz o jalal mustafa marhaba sad marhaba edda sona nabi koi duniya te aaya nahi yaar hai ho je ya koi rab ne banaya nahi aamina da chand je arshan da tara qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara husn o jamal mustafa marhaba sad marhaba izz o jalal mustafa marhaba sad marhaba sarkar ki aamad
marhaba
aqa ki aamad
marhaba
sone ki aamad
marhaba
dildar ki aamad
marhaba
muftar ki aamad
marhaba
marhaba ya mustafa
subhanallah sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I think Ali was in awe. Yeah,
what?
Did you like the kalam? It's beautiful. He was so like shocked. Wow, that's so beautiful kalam. I say subhanallah then.
Subhanallah.
Mashallah. Well done. Well, that was a really nice kalam. Well recited. Mashallah. It looks like Ibrahim has officially leveled up now. He's moved a level. Mashallah. He improved so much. So I'm really proud of you. Mashallah. Well done. Then I'm going to ask you how much Quran Pak you recited. So you don't, I'll keep reminding you. So you don't use excuse or are no. Okay. Ali, by next week, how many spada are you going to read?
Maybe 5. No, there's no excuse, so I can read like 10.
You can read how much you want, 10, but we're gonna find
20.
You start from 0 though, okay? You start from beginning.
Why start from 0? Why not 3?
No, you start from beginning. That's the deal. Then it's like even, isn't it? It's fair and square.
Okay, but he also has to do it.
He has to start from 0. Oh, that's a good one, he reminded. He said he's going to complete by end of Shawwal. Just imagine, he's probably he's done about 18 spare already. He was probably planning to do 12 more.
Start from 1 spare.
Ali saved you there. So what about like you read 2.5 spare before? What's going to happen to them?
There's no point in reading them.
There's no point in reading them, what do you mean? Every time you read, you'll still get swab. What you read before, inshallah, you'll get swab. So it's not like you just wasted. It's not such thing like that. You'll still get swab, okay? Anyway, we have to close the play, like they say. Mashallah, it was a beautiful time. We were enjoying the memories of Ramadan today. Mashallah, and it was really nice to have you guys here today. May Allah bless you. We're about to close the program now. 10 seconds. You want to say, okay, Ali wants to say something as usual. Let's hope he's going to say something nice. Who thinks he's going to say something nice? Uh-oh, only him. Come on then. Let's look at the camera. All of us, we're going to look at the main camera now. We're going to look at the camera and we're all going to raise the slogan. We're going to express how much we love Islam, okay? We're going to say, I love Islam. Everyone out there who's watching this program, I want you to shout as well. Scream and say, I love Islam. Are we ready? Are we ready?
No.
Come on, I love
Islam!
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.